DW.
The sounds of crickets can be heard everywhere on Margaret Auma's farm. The 58-year-old has been farming crickets for her own consumption and for sale for 6 years now. Auma has always loved being a farmer, and this livelihood has always allowed her to put food on the table and paid the school fees for her children. But like many farmers in Western Kenya, she couldn't afford the high cost for fertilizers and seeds, so her yields were not great. And over the past few years, the changing climate led to more droughts and even smaller harvests. When things got rough, she remembered a unique cuisine from her childhood, edible insects.
When we were young, our grandfather used to bring us crickets. He roasted them and told us to eat them so that we could have a beautiful singing voice. He used to say, if you eat crickets, you'll have an angelic voice when singing.
In addition to her poultry and about 40 goats and cows, Auma now farms crickets. The year when she started the cricket farm, all the expensive maize and bean seeds she had bought rotted in the ground shortly after they were planted. Auma and the other farmers in her region had rushed to sow the seeds after a few days of rain, but then the rain stopped for many weeks. The fields dried up and all the crops died. That's when Auma decided to try farming crickets. At a mud house with a thatched roof, she lifts a white breathable cloth that serves as a lid of one of the multicolored plastic buckets where she keeps her crickets. About 600 crickets per bucket. Inside, tiny crickets jump around on damp cotton wool next to one broad spinach leaf, but they can't jump out of the bucket. They're only about half a centimeter long. Some others are mature and just sit on the bottom of the bucket chirping.
The crickets are very delicate, so you handle them gently. If you grip them by force, their hind legs will come off, and thus they will die.
You see plastics?
I put them in plastic buckets because they used to eat the seesaw baskets I put them in. They also can't escape from the plastic buckets because of how slippery it is. I then cover the bucket with a piece of cloth so other animals cannot eat them, and the crickets cannot escape. I put cotton wool soaked in water into the buckets so they drink and also lay eggs in the wool.
She has more than 15,000 crickets now and feeds them every day with vegetables such as cabbages, kale, and spinach, all that she grows on her farm. They also eat grains and fruits. It takes the crickets about 2 weeks to grow. Then they are ready for consumption. And it is from the crickets that Auma now makes her own flour for cooking and baking biscuits.
It is a very easy process.
You put them in a polythene bag and put them in the sun to dry. When they are dried, I grind them into a fine powder, which I use to cook ugali. That's a local dish we usually make from maize flour. It only takes 1 hour to dry the bags.
Since starting her own cricket business, Auma has helped some other farmers in the neighborhood to set up their own small-scale cricket farms. Charles Ngonga, a nutritionist from the Africa Center for Excellence in Sustainable Use of Insects as Food and Feeds in the Kenyan capital Nairobi, has been spearheading the exercise on a large scale. He says that there are many edible insects and the center is helping farmers to fight malnutrition, especially in areas affected by poor rainfall.
Insects that we are working on are very rich nutritionally. You are aware currently there is high rate of malnutrition in Kenya. The insects are rich in proteins. They are rich in minerals like zinc, iron, and copper. And that is why we are doing a research with them to promote food security in our nation. We are working on for food for human consumptions, crickets and grasshoppers, and black soldier fly as a source of fish feed and poultry feed.
While Auma herself likes cricket stew best, most of her customers prefer to buy her insect-based cooking flour. She sells a packet of roasted or fried crickets for 150 Kenya shillings. The flour goes for about 250 shillings per 2.5 kilo package, subject to bargaining. That's cheaper than maize flour. In a good week, she makes up to 10,000 Kenya shillings, some $100 US, with her cricket business. That's about half of her income now.
They really love the cooking flour. For my customers, that's what most of them want, though they are afraid of eating the insects if they are not ground.
According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, insects will become an important food source in the future as arable land becomes scarce, oceans are overfished, and climate change and water shortages are increasingly impacting food production. In Western Kenya, insects are now providing food at low environmental costs, and they contribute to farmers' livelihoods. However, across other parts of Kenya, and particularly in urban areas, many people associate eating insects with primitive behavior and find the practice of eating insects disgusting. This attitude has also resulted in the neglect of insects in agricultural research, says insect expert Ngonga.
From other parts of Kenya, people still have an attitude against eating insects. That is why we are doing short course training for farmers to breed these insects at their homes or within their locality, where now they can breed them into large scale and they can even partner with us for marketing and for commercialization.
Back at Auma's farm, 29-year-old Anne Gakwa, a college student, is one of Auma's customers. She says she uses the cricket flour for many dishes. We walk to her home, which is close to the farm, and Anne invites me to lunch. Pizza with crickets.
This is the mini pizza. You can see the crickets. These are the crickets. So, it's delicious. Cricket has more of a nutty taste, more like a ground nut.
I'm a bit hesitant at first, but when I try, the crickets have no buggy taste nor weird smells. They taste surprisingly good, a bit like peanuts. Some are crunchy, others are juicy. Across Western Kenya, grasshoppers, crickets, and locusts have long been part of people's diets, and an increasing number of farmers have now turned to them to improve their livelihoods. However, it remains to be seen how long it will take for people in other parts of the country to develop a taste for this food of the future. Andrew Wasike, DW, Kenya.
DW.